Did you ever wonder who was your bacon or your hot dog? So you might ignore the fact that it used to be an individual, a living being with interests of his or her own, with a desire to live, to survive, to love, to be loved, to nurse their babies and to spend time with them. So, if you want to know the truth about the story behind each of these individuals, you're welcome to hear more in this podcast as I will approach the different standard practices about the pork industry and other facts that might be relevant to you as well. So, just stay with me and yeah, if this is a bit too much for you, don't hesitate to take a break and listen further after. So, let's start by the beginning with the piglets, so the pig babies. After a few days or even a few hours of being born, they usually have their tails cut off. And males are castrated without anesthesia or painkiller. What usually happens is that the farmers or the workers would just rip off their testicles. So, I mean, if you are a man listening to this, and if you try to picture yourself just freshly being born and someone ripping off your testicles, I don't think that sounds really appealing, does it? So those babies are only recently born, and right after a few hours or days, they are already mutilated. If the piglets develop and become too weak or become injured or sick in some way, they will be killed by being violently smashed on the floor with their head first by the workers. That's a very, very common practice, and it's actually legal for the workers to do this. And then the piglets, well, at least their remains, their corpse, is then thrown into a big trash container where within a few days or weeks, maggots will develop. So maggots, if you're not familiar with the term maggots, are worms, and they will develop as their corpses rot. Workers also gas them with carbon dioxide. Just even if it's babies, if they are too weak to survive, they are also sometimes gassed with carbon dioxide. And to describe this process, it's basically as if you were burning from the inside out. And this is actually called, by the pork industry, this is considered to be the most humane way to kill pigs. So it's a very commonly used practice in order to kill pigs. They will be just pushed in this big kind of cage, several of them, and you can see the footage of this process online on YouTube. And yeah, they agonize, they burn from the inside out within several long minutes. I mean, those minutes for them must feel like hours. I cannot even imagine in how much pain they must be at this time and through their whole life. Because, yeah, if you look at it, they only live a life of suffering. So, is it even worth living when knowing that your life is only going to be filled with pain? The reason why the piglets have their teeth filed. So their teeth are kind of chopped off so that they don't eat each other. There are a lot of cases of cannibalism. This is very common in the pork industry as the pigs develop stress and psychological issues that can be displayed in their behavior because of the confining, because of living in their urine and feces and so much pain. So, yeah, it's very common that piglets eat each other's bodies, and as some of them cannot stand back up because they are too weak or sick. You can see on different footage of the pork industry, some of them as they happen sometimes to be crushed by their mother. I will explain this a bit later. They develop their they have some fractured body parts. They cannot stand back up, so that's why other piglets will start munching on them literally, and they develop a lot of terrible health conditions. Some of them develop really big ulcers. But yeah, that's only to cite a few of the horrible things that happen to them. The sows, so this is the technical term for a female pig, the sows will lay their whole life on a concrete floor after being artificially inseminated. They give birth to piglets and then they live the rest of their life separated from them by narrow pens or crates, where they cannot move at all. They cannot turn around. During their gestation, sows live in what's called gestation crates. If you don't know the technical term gestation, that means pregnancy. So during the time they're pregnant, they live in gestation crates. And those are basically cages that are about just 2 feet wide. To give you an idea, that's about 60 centimeters. So it's literally nothing. I mean, it's basically, I guess, the width of my from my shoulder to my other shoulder. After they give birth, they are moved to farrowing crates where they nurse their babies. And they are then returned to gestation crates and impregnated again and again, just perpetuating the cycle of forced breeding and imprisonment. That's the life of a sow. If I were, I mean, I'm a woman. If I were to have this kind of life, I wouldn't want it for anything in the world. Being impregnated my whole life over and over again each year, being separated from my babies, not being able to do anything, and accidentally crushing them, killing my own babies without my without even wanting to. Yeah, so that's a very common thing. They often crush their own piglets who accidentally happen to be too close to them when they come in order to suckle to get milk from the mother, and they die in agony because they cannot stand back up. Pigs, like pretty much all farmed animals, live in terrible conditions. They're confined in narrow spaces and condemned to live in their own urine and feces. In reality, pigs have a life expectancy of about 20 years, but in these animal exploitations, they will live up to 3 years, as for the sows, the female pigs, and about 6 to 7 months for pigs who will be slaughtered for their flesh. But do not also forget that the sows will be slaughtered as well. So, you know, in comparison to 20 years that they could live, if you take pigs who are about 6 to 7 months old when they're sent to slaughter, they are still babies. If you're a woman, you bring a beautiful baby to the world, give birth, and within 6 or 7 months, your baby is brought to slaughter. That's how brutal this reality is. And this is the reality for billions of animals. Most of the farmed animals on this planet, billions of them, trillions of them, including the fish. But the land farmed animals, most of them are killed when they're just babies. They're not even adults. So picture yourself as a sow or as a pig. You could never feel the affection of a mate. They cannot feel their natural desire to build a cozy, comfortable nest. This basic need, this basic desire that's natural for them is denied to them. And instead, they're surrounded by cold metal bars and forced to lie on wet, feces-covered floors. How could we possibly do this to them? Who are we to grant ourselves the right to do this to any living being on this planet? Sows often experience health problems such as ulcers and pressure sores from lack of movement, and even worse, as a matter of fact, pigs are some of the most intelligent and cleanest species on Earth. I think there is a ranking of different animals, and according to their, not according to, but depending on their intelligence levels, they are ranked. And if I'm not mistaken, pigs are the fourth most intelligent animal on Earth. And in fact, they are about as intelligent as a 3-year-old child. So they love to play, and they can actually put different shaped blocks in their mold, like in the right hole, and with the right color. And you can see this on YouTube. There are many pigs who actually paint. They are taught to paint, but they can also produce wonderful pieces of art. Another fact is that pigs would never eat their food in a surrounding where feces and urine are present. And yet, that's the reality for them in the pork industry. They are forced to live in their own feces and urine their whole life. And the reason why pigs like to roll themselves in mud is because, unlike us, their bodies don't have the capacity, or they don't have the organ that allows them to sweat. So they will go and roll themselves in mud in order to chill, in order to refresh themselves. So you might think, well, you know, why not give those animals more space and better conditions? Well, the thing is, even in places where you would think that because it's bigger space and maybe a bit better conditions, they should live better, well, it's not even the case. And recently in Germany, I think about 2 days ago, there's this YouTube channel called Vegan ist ungesund. So vegan is unhealthy. And the two guys who are present on this channel went undercover in a pig exploitation and they filmed what they saw there, and it's just atrocious. Even though it's a quite small exploitation with a few pigs, I don't know how many in total, but on the footage you can see that there are not so many of them. And where the so there is the space where the gestation crates are, where the sows are, and the space where those crates are, all the space around it where the piglets are a bit bigger than in many exploitations, but yet they found so many dead piglets there, so many piglets in agony who were dying. They found so many piglets who were where their corpses were rotting, and so there's no how can we justify this happening? Like, even by providing more space for those animals, they still develop health issues and psychological issues because they're not meant to live this kind of life. And who would want such a life? How could we possibly think in advance, like plan such a life for a human being? I would encourage you to watch different documentaries so that you can actually see what I'm talking about. There's the documentary called Lucent on YouTube. It's Lucent, and it focuses on the pork industry. So you will see all the standard practices that I mentioned in this episode. Have a look as well at the Smithfield footage. I will link in the show notes a video. Smithfield is the biggest producer of pork in the whole world. And then there's this video that I will link that's called From Pig to Pork, and they show the whole processing. And I really was troubled by, I was disturbed by this footage, because you basically just see the pigs hung, their bodies. The funny part, I mean, the interesting part is they show when the pigs enter the slaughterhouse, and then you see them when they're hung down and their bodies are covered in blood, but they don't show the process of slaughtering them. So it's not even fully transparent. I mean, it's not transparent at all. Because if you would show the process from pig to pork, and please note the strange fact, why do we call this from pig to pork? Like we distance, like we make this distinction between the living being and the inanimate product that we made out of this individual. So you can note how also the industries and the society manipulates us, conditions us to think that these two things are different. We call the murdered, butchered, slaughtered bodies and secretions of those animals a different word, because we don't want people to make the connection. We don't want them to realize that they were eating someone and not something. So keep that in mind as you will watch this video. And it's very disturbing as you see just all those corpses that are processed in a factory. They're all hung up, and it just their bodies, if you look at them in most of the footage, to me they look like human bodies. And you will see as the machine cuts in the middle of their bodies when their organs are hanging out. It's just so disturbing, and yet this is happening right now to millions of individuals. So I think that's about it. If you have the occasion, if you have the possibility, I would highly recommend you to go to a vigil. You can head over to the website, the Save Movement, and find the nearest Save Movement group in your area so that you can attend a vigil. It's basically when you go to a slaughterhouse and wait for the trucks to come with the pigs who are about to be murdered. And when you actually face those victims, who are the victims of your choice, you really start thinking, and most importantly, you start feeling. You start feeling your natural state of a human being, which is to love, to show compassion and respect for any individual. So when you meet them and look at them in the eyes, you will realize that, it's not worth it to put them through such a misery just so that you can enjoy some bacon or a hot dog for a couple of minutes. Yeah. So please have a look at some of those documentaries that I mentioned. Don't hesitate to ask me any further questions if you have some. And yeah, listen to some other episodes if you're not aware of the different standard practices in other industries. I try to provide as much information as I can, and I happily question myself, and yeah, I will take your constructive critique as well. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will hear you, see you in the next episode. Bye.